Halo.
Cześć.
Hola.
Cześć.
Hello.
Cześć.
Ciao.
Student
in the way, way, way. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome another week to our Students in the Wave program. We are going to accompany you on this cold Sunday afternoon with this fantastic program that we have prepared with great enthusiasm for all of you. Before I start, I want to greet the members that make this program possible. Hello, Nelia. What a joy to see you again sitting next to me at Radio Marshall. Receive a greeting also from the technical control and from who speaks to you in the microphone, Jon Fein.
It's already December and I don't know if it's just me, but the time flies so fast. I feel like the summer was just a few days ago, but it's actually snowing right now and I don't know how to deal with it. But as for today's program, we're going to talk about some Polish and Spanish Christmas customs and also you'll hear some popular Christmas songs. I think we, the Poles, are a bit obsessed with Christmas. Well, right now I'm wearing a red Christmas pullover, but you can't blame me for that. We love all those decorations, and each year we buy more and more of it. Preparing house for Christmas, giving it this special atmosphere, I think is very important for us. Although it's very commercial nowadays, shops start their Christmas campaigns in November, you can still meet people like me who does all of that by themselves. Customed Christmas cards, decorations, presents, and cookies. So the Christmas time usually starts with the three-week time prior to Christmas, called Advent. It should remind us of time of expectant waiting and preparation for both the celebration of the Nativity of Jesus at Christmas and the return of Jesus at the Second Coming. I'm sure you noticed those calendars with little chocolates for each day or people with lampions walking really early in the morning to the church. Those escapades remind me of childhood, when me and my friends used to go together to those 6 a.m. masses and compare our self-made lampions. Do you have any nice memories from Christmas when you were a child, Dion?
When you are a child, it's like very nice Christmas, the best period, I think, of the year.
Yeah. The presents, the family.
Presents, family, yes.
Okay.
It's very special.
Okay, think about it while listening to this song. Then comes the 24th of December, the Christmas Eve. It looks quite the same in every Polish home. From the very morning, the whole family cleans everything and everyone. We cook, and we cook a lot, because we have a tradition of serving 12 dishes, referring to the 12 apostles. Well, the truth is that Christmas is really about food and eating delicious dishes. In reference to the 12 apostles, there should be 12 dishes present at the Polish Christmas dinner table. What can you find there? Herring in cream and oil, cabbage with peas, carp, probably the most popular fish in Poland to be served during Christmas, and what's interesting, is not really eaten any other day of the year. Dumplings, also known as pierogi, barszcz with pierogi, and much more. The meal traditionally doesn't contain any meat dishes except fish. Every dish should be at least tried as it brings good luck for the upcoming 12 months of the new year. In my family, there was also an additional tradition, well, still is, that we put one coin in one pieróg, and the person who eats this one pieróg with this one coin is going to have a huge luck for the next year. And luckily, I have to tell you that nobody has broken their tooth yet. But coming back to the morning, so we clean and cook and we prepare the table. There has to be hay on the table, covered under the tablecloth. It probably has something to do with the fact that Jesus Christ was born on the hay in the stable. Next, there also has to be an extra seat for the unexpected guest. In case a homeless person or a traveler from far, far away knocks on our doors during Christmas Eve. So, when everything is ready, everyone is dressed nicely and the time is right, we begin our celebration with sharing Christmas wafer. During this moment, family members wish all the best to each other, even if they don't like each other, honestly. Then, there's supper and supper and even more supper. After long hours of eating and having your stomach exploded, comes giving gifts. Depending on whether there are small children in the family or not, the presents somehow appear under the Christmas tree when nobody's watching, or just simply family members give them to each other. In my case, always when my mom told me to look through the window because she thought she had seen Santa there, and I did it, suddenly I heard bells ringing from the other room where the Christmas tree was, and when I went there, surprise, surprise, there was a stack of gifts. After opening them all and eating again, it's almost midnight, so the older members of family put their jackets and shoes on and go to the midnight mass. This is also a thing I used to do with my friends. After spending a whole evening with my whole family, I really needed a break. Just as you need one right now. A music break.
Dziesięć, dziewięć, osiem, siedem, sześć, pięć, cztery, trzy, dwa, raz. Nadszedł czas. Nadszedł czas.
Ktoś się krząta, ktoś gotuje. Pierwszej gwiazdki wypatruje. Nadszedł czas. Nadszedł czas.
Zaglądam.
Za pan brat nadszedł czas, nadszedł czas.
Ktoś choinkę wciąż ubiera, a ktoś czeka na życzenia. Nadszedł czas, nadszedł czas. Zaglądam w okna w ten świąteczny dzień. Najważniejsze są życzenia, by w ten dzień mieć kogoś, kto powie te dwa słowa: kocham cię.
Idą święta, idą życzę dziś wszystkim wesołych świąt. Choć na dzień niech ustanie zło, żeby móc życzyć wesołych świąt.
Wszystkim
wesołych świąt.
Jeszcze raz.
Wesołych świąt. Zaglądam w okna w ten świąt.
The 25th of December is the first day of Christmas, and 26th is the second. On these days, we just meet again with another part of family or friends. And what do? We eat. We eat and we drink, not only barszcz.
So you celebrate 2 days at Christmas, 25th
and
26th.
Yes, so there's a Christmas Eve, and there are 2 more days when we just meet again and celebrate it.
In Spain, we have only 1 day.
Okay,
yes.
So we have
Christmas
like...
Christmas Day, 25th.
Yeah. 3 days. Yeah. So this is an overview. How does Christmas look like in Poland? Because we're mostly a Christian country, most of us celebrate it this way. I personally love this time of the year, not only because of delicious dishes, but also because that's one of very rare moments when the whole family is gathered together and nobody worries about work, school, and etc. We just laugh, sing, talk, and make unforgettable memories.
So, thank you, Nelia. That's really interesting. So, I'm going to explain you how it's celebrated in Spain, in my country. Christmas is a traditional festival, also celebrated in Spain in a cheerful way, accompanied by loved ones and best friends. And Spaniards usually adorn their homes with a series of typical objects that fill the home with color and joy, as well as commemorating the birth of God. Among them stand the Bethlehem portal in the manger and the Christmas tree with garlands, stars and colored balls. Christmas Eve is celebrated on December 24 at night, and whole families gather for dinner, usually at the home of one of the family members. And the typical dinner normally is stuffed turkey, but it has become widespread, and today's dishes are very diverse, according to tastes and preferences. It is then served with champagne or cava, and typical Christmas sweets are eaten, accompanied by carols sung by everyone. I leave here some of the most popular Christmas carols in my country.
Yes.
December 25 is Christmas, a very special day that is also celebrated with family. The celebration of this date is the same as the previous night: meeting, food, singing, and happiness for all. In some Spanish families are beginning to celebrate the arrival of Santa Claus, okay? So that when they wake up on December 25, all members will find a gift by the fireplace or under the tree. On December 31, Spaniards celebrate New Year's Eve. It is usually a more open day in which the meetings are with family and friends. It is traditional that night to wear red underwear because to attract luck, it is said.
Okay.
And dinner at home or in a restaurant waiting for 12 o'clock. When the television retransmits the chimes, the officers are from the Puerta del Sol in Madrid, like the main place. And it's accompanied to each of these with a lucky grape.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, they all offer champagne and wishes are asked, as well as congratulate the coming year to all the loved ones. And January 1st is a national holiday, it's New Year, in which absolutely nothing is open. The streets are deserted because most sleep after the night before partying.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. And many families come back together that day to eat and celebrate the first day of the year. Also, as you already know, we also love sitting in front of the TV to watch the New Year's concert. I don't know
okay.
if in Poland it's also traditional, and it's offered by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And the most popular is the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss. Finally, with the night of January 5, Christmas is over. It's like our last day of Christmas. The three wise men visit all the children of Spain and bring them gifts. That afternoon, in most towns and cities, the cavalcades of the three wise men fill the streets with joy, sweets, and gifts for all. Upon awakening, Melchor, Gaspar, and Baltasar, are the names of the three wise men, will have made the dreams of the best ones come true. It is typical also this morning, the morning of the 6th, to eat the roscón de Reyes. It's like a sweet bun, and it's filled with white cream that contains surprises.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's really delicious. It's really tasty. So, with these curious ways of celebrating Christmas, we say goodbye for today. Remember that next week we will talk about traditions in other countries and Christmas traditions in other countries. Thank you very much to all our listeners who listen to us and follow us. Thanks to those who make this program possible, Mateus in the technical part, and Elia for accompanying me in the production, who now is going to tell you something extra. And I finally receive a greeting from who has accompanied you in this afternoon to Radio Morse microphones, John Fain. I hope you enjoy it. Until next week. Bye.
Yes, so once again, I invite you all to Targ Węglowy, where a Christmas fest takes place every day. And remember, if you have any questions or problems, you can always contact us via email. morse@ug.edu.pl with the title Students in the Wave. Thank you, John, for this fantastic meeting. And hear you next week. Bye.
You're welcome, Nelia. Bye. Hello.
Cześć.
Hola.
Cześć.
Hello.
Cześć.
Ciao.
Student
in the way.